through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Thank you for joining us on this live Sunday worldwide broadcast. I am Alex Jones. I'm going to take off a few days with the family, and I've also been working while on the road. But I am going to be co-hosting here via telephone for much of the broadcast, and I've shot two special reports that will be airing that are absolutely critical as well on why the Epstein case is taking the world by storm and truly causing a Matrix-level awakening, or the man behind the curtain awakening. We're going to break down why it's captivated people, why it's literally just flipping the paradigm so massively. We're also going to break down Trump and his apparent support of getting rid of some due process with red flag laws that wouldn't have saved anybody and just pander the left to continue to have the fake moral high ground. I've got a very stern warning to the president that I taped that is in production right now with the evidence and documentation that will be airing coming up in the second hour. And Tom Papert, who I asked to fill in for me last Sunday, but I ended up coming in because there was so much massive breaking then. Well, he's with us today, manages a TV station, also has one of the biggest websites out there, fan pages for the president with millions and millions of followers. And, of course, that's Trump God Emperor. And that's sarcasm, folks, but the left has jumped on that. And so they really believe that we're saying he's God. No, it's a joke. But again, they say he's the devil. We're saying that he's a lot better than Hillary Clinton. Tom, I cannot stress enough the seismic shift that this Epstein situation has brought. The establishment has really jumped the shark. Whatever really happened, we'll be looking at the aspects of that. And at the same time, the left foaming at the mouth everywhere, frothing, calling for violence. So many places, prominent politicians, Hollywood stars, Joe Biden, the presumptive Democrat nominee, top feminist, saying a world without men, kill men, white people are bad, white people getting on their knees and begging, saying, I'm sorry, I'm inherently evil because of my skin color, inverting everything Martin Luther King properly said about judging people about their character and their deeds. It's just amazing. But that is all coming up today. This is a seismic shift. Tom Papert, do you agree with me?
I agree with you absolutely, Alex. And what's fascinating right now, what's driving them absolutely up the wall, is President Donald Trump is giving some credence. He's retweeting people who are pointing out that is this yet another body left in the Clintons' wake? We know that right before Epstein allegedly committed suicide, a bunch of documents were made public that all but confirmed Bill Clinton went to the famous pedophile island, Little St. James.
That's right. He went a whole bunch of times. And, of course, we broke all this down 10 years ago. And I'm not, again, tooting our horn, but the enemy tries to take us off air for saying we're disinfo or we're bad. No. One of the big reasons we got deplatformed was because we were exposing Epstein, the sex crimes, the giant blackmail system. And they knew that as that came out, our credibility just goes up and up and up. So they don't even want us to be in the marketplace of ideas. We're on hundreds of radio stations, TV stations, and everyone can be in the fight by spreading the links to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Folks, you're not just part of the battle. You are beyond essential. You are beyond critical. You are the absolute blood in the veins and the arteries of the fight. You're the mind, you're the eyes, you're the guts, you're the sweat, you're the tears. They dread you word of mouth spreading the word, and word of mouth everywhere. No one is buying that this happened. It's only going to make it bigger. And we're going to look at all this. But on Friday, I had Mark Randazzo on. And I'm trying to get a hold of him right now. He's one of my lawyers. He sued. He had just gotten him that morning. He called me and said, this is incredible. I said, please come on. He said, well, I'm taking care of my kids right now, but you know, we're on vacation. And he said, yes, I'm going to read the 2,000 pages. Well, he'd already read much of it when he came on 2 hours later. But he was still even afraid, because he's a lawyer. He's careful. I mean, he has a lot of bravery to do what he does, but he was afraid to even start speaking about it until he had time to read it. Well, now a lot of folks have had time to read it. I've scanned over it. It is royalty. It's CNN people. It's Bill Clinton 20-something times to the island. I mean, this is damning. Tom Papert rides shotgun from his TV studio, and I am in San Diego. I had leftists tell me they want me to die to my face. We'll talk about that as well. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Thanks for joining us.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am Tom Papert, guest hosting and co-hosting here with Alex Jones. He's still on the line. Will be joining us again momentarily. Jeffrey Epstein is no longer walking among us, of course, just after the documents went public that show all the many, many names. We have royalty. We have presidents. We have top Hollywood, top news people all visiting the famous pedophile island. That would be Little St. James, owned by Jeffrey Epstein. And now we've seen, in the wake of the apparent suicide, we've seen President Trump throw some credence to the claim that this was not as simple of a suicide as it may be. It makes no sense, the circumstances of his death. Why was he taken off suicide watch? Why were the cameras not working? Why were guards reportedly told not to do their job the night before he died? Many, many questions. President Trump retweeting people who are asking these questions. Well, now the media is saying that President Trump is lending credence to the unsubstantiated claim, the conspiracy theory, that the suicide was not as simple as it may seem. What I think we're seeing, and what I think Alex was getting to just a moment ago in the first 5 minutes, was these people are obviously running interference at this point. They are desperately afraid because it's horrible that the man died, because the victims, the children who were abused, they will now possibly never get their day in court. But now this opens up a massive, massive tidal wave. Tons of more names can become public now because Epstein's lawyers cannot sue to keep them private. So now we can start going after these royalty, or the Trump administration can, under AG Barr. They can start going after these CNN people, the presidents, everybody who went to Little St. James, the pedophile island. We now have 2,000 pages where Bill Clinton comes up by name at least 31 times, them denying, no, he never went to Pedophile Island. He never went there. I was on Pedophile Island, but Bill Clinton never was there. Meanwhile, the lawsuit, the 2,000 pages comes up as part of, was decided in the victim's favor. So it's absolutely fascinating to see the media play interference here and condemn Trump. And of course, you are still seeing, we saw Twitter manipulate the trends yesterday as Clinton body count was trending, hundreds of thousands of tweets with the hashtag. They suddenly remove it from the top trends. And then there's Trump body count. So they're still obviously very clearly trying to frame this as a negative anti-Trump situation when that could not be further from the truth. So I think it's absolutely amazing. As Alex said, this is a major glitch in the matrix where a high profile convicted sex offender now accused of running a massive blackmail and pedophilia ring turns up dead. And America is too woke up to just sleep through this at this point. I think it is largely due to this broadcast. So I want to thank Alex Jones for waking millions of people up over his 20 plus year career doing this, because I don't think without this broadcast, we would have the type of fervor that we're seeing right now. And I don't think that the victims would be this much closer to getting justice. So Alex, are you still on the line?
I am. You're on a roll, so I'm not going to interrupt that. And here's the big takeaway, folks. The corporate media, the system, remember this. They've all worked to cover this up. They worked to cover up what was happening in the Catholic Church. They worked to cover up what was happening in the Boy Scouts. This is this criminal globalist program. He uses sex with underage people and children as a way to compromise, and it's taking over every institution. And so now it's being exposed. And now the power of these people can be massively diminished. And what the 2,000 pages show, when Mark Mondaza called me right when he got the documents and they had time to start going through them, Trump wasn't in there any, except for the sex victims that are confirmed, sex slaves, saying he was never alone with us. He never hit on us. He didn't talk to us. We only saw him at some public events. So, but if you watch CNN or MSNBC, it's like, yes, many people that were friends with Trump were at the pedophile island, never mentioning Bill Clinton went there 20-something times, never mentioning Prince Andrew, never mentioning all these corporate executives, never mentioning all these Democrats, never mentioning the former New Mexico governor. I mean, the names are incredible, and that's why the system is so scared, it's why they're freaking out. But no one I know is buying this. But I shot a special report on this. We're going to air in the second hour. I got on the airplane 10 minutes after this broke, okay, and I shot a video right as it was breaking at the airport. I get on the airplane yesterday morning, flying out of Austin, San Diego, so my wife could visit her mom. And everybody's talking to me on the plane. Oh, Alex Jones, oh, you're great. You know, man, still listen to the show. You know, just found it on InfoWars, thought you were off air. And then all of a sudden, these people behind me go, Jeffrey Epstein's dead? And the man goes, that's good. Hillary knows how to show people she's powerful. Wish we had her as president. People would respect us. And some other Democrats flying to San Diego are like, yeah, I agree. I'm glad he's dead. So Democrats now, everybody else was looking at them appalled. Democrats now have literally, to the lowest level, absorbed the mafia, Antifa, globalist system. They don't care about kids being raped for blackmail operations. They don't care if Madeleine Albright said they killed 500,000 innocent people to take over the Middle East, children. They don't care if Bill Clinton was a rapist and a pedophile. They don't care if illegal aliens are killing 4,000+ people a year, or if diseases are pouring across, or if the nation goes bankrupt. They simply associate their personal power with this whole system and feel like through reflected glory, through the looking glass, that they are Hillary and they are all of these crazy people. I mean, this is a very, very dangerous group of people. So then I'm at the pool with my 11-year-old daughter, and this segues into what's in the news, and I'm sitting there, and my personal protection guy, I'm like, hey, I'm fine. Why don't you, take some time off and go tell the other security guy, you know, he can come down here, because I got a guy above me. These are all licensed people. These are all law enforcement. They're all former Blackwater, special operations type folks, but serious people, not like the rappers. They're like, you know, it's the big guy with the gold chains around his neck, acting tough. But so the minute he walks off, I'm sitting with my daughter, and we're swimming from one end of the pool to the other. So we swim back under the pool. It's a long pool. My daughter's 11. She can already swim all the way. It's down an Olympic-sized pool. It's a huge pool. And there's what looks like, I'd say, five lawyers waiting for us. Three women and two men. And when I say lawyers, they all look like bike riders, yuppies, really good shape. They're probably all recent lawyers, 35, 36, 37, 38. But you just tell the type, professional types. The woman looks down at me with authority, and she goes, are you Alex Jones? And I said, yes. She goes, you have ruined the world. I wish you would kill yourself. The other woman goes, I want you dead. And the men start going, we're going to get you. And I'm sitting there with Drew, my camera guy, who I'm friends with. So we're swimming with my daughter, and Drew goes, hey, man, back off. And they start saying, no, we're not going to back off. They start bowing up like they're going to attack us. So Drew just starts climbing out of the pool. He's one guy. They all run. So, see, this is everything, folks. And then security all comes running out, and my guys came back. But they're watching like seasoned criminals, waiting for my security to leave, and like vultures, they swoop in front of my 11-year-old daughter, who was right beside me giggling and laughing because she just swam all the way across an Olympic pool. Just 6 months ago, she couldn't swim across the pool at our house. It's a little pool underwater. And she's looking up at these people, and they're talking about how they want to kill me, and they hope I commit suicide. And she's like, get away from my daddy. I mean, that's how insane all of this is. But then some of the libtard security people that are at the hotel, you know, like 20-year-old kids, they come over and look angrily at me like I'm causing a problem and put their hands on their hips. Because royal, godlike, professional types that work in government or lawyers, it was something like that. They were going to let me know that they're going to kill me or they hope I commit suicide. But because I stood up and because Drew climbed out of the pool and they literally ran from him, just five people, then I'm the bad one, you see. They're the loving liberals, but they have all their movies and all their shows are about killing us, and they're gearing up for it. They've absorbed the criminal energy of Satan, of Hillary. They are literally drinking the fetid milk directly out of Satan's breast. We'll be right back with Tom Papert. I'm Alex Jones. The 1776. I'm your host, Alex Jones, from the road. And we have the great Tom Pappas. You can hear what a great talk show host he is. I think he's become a national treasure here pretty soon, co-hosting on the Sunday broadcast. Owen Schroyer is going to be hosting tomorrow, but I'll also be popping in. We've got some big guests throughout the week, and I'll be back in studio, Lord willing, if some leftist doesn't try to kill me on Friday. But the reason I raise this story of what happened to me just yesterday is out being in the world, out being in an airport, being on an airplane, being in a pool at a hotel with my children, having a few days of quasi-vacation, and the left literally are talking about how they're glad Hillary killed Epstein. She's got power. She knows how to show strength. Other women and men were nodding. I'd say about a third of the people. It was a loud discussion. Everybody was talking about it because the news was breaking again 10, 15 minutes before we got on the plane. And all this is unfolding. And then I'm here at the hotel, and five white yuppies, ruling class type, you know, they all had their bicyclist bodies. I'm not saying that's a bad body type to have, but they all had that trimmed, professional look. Well, it's time for war, man. So they're going to come up to somebody with their 11-year-old girl and say, "I hope you kill yourself." And the other woman says, "I want you to die," with their faces twisted in hate and the men's fist balled and breathing heavy. Just and, you know, I'm a man, but I know they're full of it. I've learned about the left, so I started laughing at them and saying, "Hey, leave us alone. I don't want to hear it. Look what you're saying in front of a child. Oh, I noticed you left love to abort babies, so no wonder you want me to, you know, you love death." And then, oh, one of the women goes, "You're the one that killed those children in the shootings." I mean, it was incredible. This is the stuff that went on. And so as soon as just my camera guy, me and him were just sitting there talking, drinking iced teas, starts getting out of the water, because I'd swam down to the end that he was at, they run. The wicked flee with none pursue. So they're all about acting. They're all about the image of power and the image of being bullies and the image of standing up to this monster, Alex Jones. But see, they're really the monsters. There are so many movies right now, the Purge movies, about evil right-wingers running around killing innocent black people in Chicago, or this new movie, The Hunt, where all these deplorables are idiot morons that can't even talk, and these rich, powerful elitists kill them because they're Trump supporters. And it's a good thing. The same guy that produced that made another movie where all these evil, racist white people are cutting black people's brains out and putting white people's brains in them because they want to be black people. I mean, folks, this it's like you can't go see a horror movie. You can't see a science fiction movie. I can't watch historical fiction movies like The Lost Land of Z or whatever, because none of that's even historically true. It's all insane, and they're just invoking that white people are the devil, and it's white people leading it. These are monstrous individuals, and they're dangerous. And there are so many of them now that I can't even keep track of it anymore, saying kill Trump supporters, attack Trump supporters. Infowars.com is a ZeroHedge.com article. Radical feminist raves, "We need to kill all men. We want species to go on, but we only want women." Well, that's the transhumanist deal, is a castrated, really sexless population. But first they get women to target men, and once women are alone, well, that's it for them. So that's where all this is going. We've got that video and audio coming up. We're going to be playing some of the Purge trailers and some of the other trailers for The Hunt. Trump came out and said, "You're trying to cause a race war. You're trying to cause mass shootings and making hunting innocent humans a sport." And NBC Universal says for now they have canceled releasing the film. They're going to release it to even bigger fanfare. But they know more mass shootings by Antifa posing as right-wingers are about to happen, so they don't want to be blamed for it. They want it to be Trump. They want it to be the American people. So this is meant to detonate more mentally ill Antifa shooters, like in Ohio and in Texas, which we now know in both cases. This is meant to detonate those, but if it detonates and then they get the blame for what they've been engineering, well, then that is ineffective. So that's why they're pulling the weapon system right now, not to be decent, but because the Chi-Coms that own and control Universal, literally, look up who owns it now, they are angry with their Hollywood elite friends, scumbag elite, alpha maggots, that these type of films are being exposed. They thought no one would sit there and speak out against it. But now that they've been uncovered, now that they've been spotlighted, now that they're being chastised, they're removing, because these predators always attack from behind. But they're going to be back. And it's not just the hunt. It's everywhere. It's disgusting. And the reason I raise that is they're openly trying to cause a civil war. They're openly trying to foment chaos, as the president said. And the president knows there's a giant mass awakening. And he knows that they're scared. And he knows that the documents came out absolving Trump Friday on our show with Mark Randazzo, who's back on tomorrow. And boom, what happened right there, ladies and gentlemen? It's just amazing. The public isn't buying any of it. Epstein has been killed. And it turns out they won't say if it was suicide, or they won't say if somebody beat him a month ago. But now it turns out he was taken off suicide watch. He was so happy, he said, and that the lights were turned off and there was no footage. Well, you see, Congressman Al Green, who I really can't stand, but he got this right. He came out and he said, I demand to see the footage. And if there isn't footage, something went on and he was killed. Folks are saying, we think he's in the witness protection program. I don't think that's what's happened. Dead men tell no tales, ladies and gentlemen. Dead men tell no tales. This is also a message to everyone else to keep their mouths shut and to absolutely understand that the Clintons and the evil spider global assistant that hides behind them is ready to kill anybody and everybody they need to. Now, he could be in a witness protection program. They've done things like this before. New York's very corrupt. It covered up 9/11. Trump said it was bombs in the buildings, the only guy in New York to say at the time. You can play those clips. But all the other folks, at the high levels, there are Democrat globalists, and they control federal contingents as well. And so when Trump comes out and others say that, we need to investigate, this is a murder, that's totally normal and a good thing to do. Of course, MSNBC says it's bad that Trump says that, but MSNBC has been saying that the Attorney General Barr is the main suspect. That is just outrageous, ladies and gentlemen. The suspects are those that benefit. The suspects are those that this could bring down. And again, this was a giant blackmail operation meant to control people. But once you learn who was blackmailed, you bring them in, then they plea bargain and you roll up the entire giant globalist nest that's been blackmailing and controlling this country for decades. So all this and more is coming out, but I just keep going back to this. No one is buying this. There's a giant awakening. And Democrats in front of me, when everyone's agreeing, yes, they killed him, say, good, Hillary's tough. We've got to show strength. We wish Trump was like that. We'd have more respect. She sold us out to China, the main one. She did the WTO, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and all that garbage. They're the ones that did all this. And for them to sit back now and say that, oh, Trump isn't doing a good job for our country, standing up to the Chi-Coms, getting our industry back, trying to secure our borders, is asinine. These people are sick. The Democrats are in a cult, and there's nothing they won't do. They've now been weaponized. They've now been prepared. They've now been committed to do whatever it takes to get their evil people back in power. We'll be back with Tom Papert. Stay with us, Infowars.com, NewsWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. I now turn it over to Tom Papert and his special guest on the other side. Please spread the word now.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Sunday edition of the Alex Jones Show. Alex is on vacation with his family. I am Tom Papert here sitting in for Frogman himself. Epstein is no longer with us is the major topic of the day's show. It is an absolute earthquake. The world will never be the same because people are not buying this. Maybe 15 years ago, before InfoWars was so megalithic, before the internet, before people woke up out of the matrix, they could have got away with this. They could have had a child sex trafficker, an accused child sex trafficker, who was convicted as a sex offender on prostitution charges. Of course, he had that easy little sentence where he got to leave his cell for 12 hours a day, 6 days a week. Well, now the big claws of justice were in him. And who knows, maybe he was getting ready to flip on the names from that 2,000-page document. The British royalty, the former president of the United States, Slick Willie Clinton, who knows who might have been implicated. And I think Alex is completely right when he said that this is their attempt to send a message. You do not roll. You do not cooperate. You do not get a plea deal. You serve your sentence and you keep your mouth shut, especially considering the bizarre circumstances. Taken off suicide watch a couple weeks after he allegedly attempted to kill himself. Of course, he said to some reportedly that he did not try to kill himself, but he was instead attacked. No cameras were working. Guards reportedly told to leave their post earlier. And all of this comes on the heels of the famous Nexium trial. That is, of course, another child sex cult that saw a conviction. A cult, by the way, Nexium, that raised and gave money illegally to Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign in 2008. My guest here in this segment is Patrick Howley. He is one of the most prolific people when it comes to the child sex trafficking beat. He knows more about this than anybody except possibly Alex Jones himself. So I think we've got Patrick on the line. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show, Patrick Howley.
It's a great honor, Tom. Thanks for having me.
So, Patrick, this is truly an earthquake. People are not buying the propaganda that Epstein, oh, he just slipped and fell and now he committed suicide and he's gone. But I want you to give us a little bit more context, if you can, because we've seen the Trump administration go after child sex trafficking and child trafficking in general more than I believe any administration in American history. Just give us kind of a little bit of background. What happened with Nexium and how does it play into what's happening now or what just happened with Mr. Epstein?
Well, in 2014, I broke the story that actually Jeffrey Epstein pleaded the fifth when he was asked if he was friends with Bill Clinton and if he associated with Bill Clinton down on that island. Now, of course, we know that Bill Clinton was on that island. He was on the Lolita Express 27 times. He was on the pedophile island that has all been unsealed in documents now. So we have the Clintons, a smoking gun to, you know, probably the most notorious child sex trafficker of all time. You also mentioned the Nexium case. Keith Raniere was convicted of child trafficking from Mexico. They were giving kids fake visas. They were gaming the immigration system to bring them into this country. That's what our border crisis is about. And they were also illegally bundling money for the Hillary Clinton presidential campaign. Kirsten Gillibrand, very close to the Clintons. Her father and stepmother were both part of the Nexium sex cult. You have Ed Buck, a Hillary Clinton donor, who is now accused of child trafficking. You have the Church of Scientology in a civil lawsuit now accused of human trafficking. So the human trafficking connections are everywhere. Even our great president today noting that Bill Clinton was down there on Pedophile Island. So we know what was going on. Now, at the federal jail in Manhattan, Jeffrey Epstein was supposed to be on suicide watch because of an incident a couple weeks ago. He was not on suicide watch. The guards were supposed to be checking him every 30 minutes. They did not do that for the past 2 days. These were all violations of the jail's own procedures. So why wasn't he on suicide watch? Why was his cellmate transferred out of that cell, leaving Jeffrey Epstein completely alone in that cell? Constant violations of procedure. Even the New York Times now forced to admit today, just moments ago, that this was going on, that there were massive procedural violations. Now, we know that earlier so-called suicide attempt in July involving Mr. Epstein, who was questioned in that? A fellow inmate named Nicholas Tartaglione, the killer cop, a man who is in prison for the homicide of multiple Mexicans in a drug deal gone bad. It was reported that Nicholas Tartaglione was allowed illegally to have a cell phone inside of the jail prior to Jeffrey Epstein's beating. That was reported even before Jeffrey Epstein was attacked. And it was an attack because evidence shows that he was being choked instead of being hanged, which was the official story. Now, Nicholas Tartaglione apparently did not finish the job. Now, Epstein was in 10 South, which is maximum security lockdown. It's much like Oz. It's for the most notorious, most violent criminals. Obviously, somebody got to him. Obviously, the guards were not protecting him.
Patrick, you just dropped a ton of bombshells on us. One thing that I want you to hit on in our final few minutes of this segment is the most fascinating part of this. A large part of NXIVM was blackmail. They would tell these victims who came illegally from Mexico, and they would give them fraudulent documents so they could stay in the country. If you ever turn on this child sex cult, you're going to go to ICE, and they're not going to treat you nearly as nicely as NXIVM does. And we now more or less know one of the victims, alleged victims of Jeffrey Epstein, said the entire game was blackmail. You get somebody photographed, you get somebody on the flight logs, you get somebody on film doing something obscene to a child or to a young woman, then you own them for life. So talk a little bit in the final couple minutes we have here in this segment about how blackmail features into these people and their ethos.
Tom, when Alex Acosta came up for Labor Secretary in the Trump administration, he was interviewed about why he gave Jeffrey Epstein a sweetheart deal. He was told, and during the time Robert Mueller was the FBI director, he was told by a superior to leave it alone because Jeffrey Epstein was, quote, intelligence. Now, what does intelligence mean? We have those photos from the island showing the temple. Why was there a temple? Very clearly a satanic temple, very clearly an owl, very similar to Moloch the owl, to the statue that you see at Bohemian Grove, as Alex Jones has reported for years. This is real stuff. The 2D narrative is breaking down. When Keith Raniere was bringing child sex slaves into upstate New York to his compound, he was performing satanic rituals. We know that from his trial. It all came out. When he was branding those women, he wanted it to emulate human sacrifice rituals, much like satanic ceremonies. The use of children in satanic ceremonies, perhaps at this temple on Jeffrey Epstein Island, you see the owl statue there, probably Moloch, the god of child sacrifice, which is what is burned at Bohemian Grove. Now, does Jeffrey Epstein believe in this kind of ideology, or was he simply duping people like Bill Clinton, taking them to this island, getting them on camera? We know from the basement of that temple that there was massive surveillance equipment, video equipment. People were being monitored at all times for blackmail purposes.
Absolutely horrifying stuff. We're going to keep talking about this. Patrick, I know you've got a hard stop coming up, and thank you so much for coming on to talk about this. Again, you can follow Patrick. Patrick, tell us your Twitter account real quick.
Well, I have a new Twitter, Howley Reporter, H-O-W-L-E-Y Reporter. I am going to be reporting on the Child Protective Services case. I'm going to be reporting on human trafficking. I'm going to be reporting on everything that is really the third rail of American politics that people don't want to talk about. I am doing my reporting for the Epoch Times newspaper, which is the best newspaper in the world. And I also host a show on Sunday nights, tonight on Patriot Soapbox. It's a great honor to be on Alex Jones, who is my Walter Cronkite.
I love it. Thank you so much for coming on, Alex. So in the next segment, we're going to keep on this subject because, again, this is a tidal wave. People are not buying it. As Alex said earlier in the broadcast, even those who are swallowing the leftist Kool-Aid are not buying it. Absolutely everybody, and again, on the left, they think it's great that Hillary Clinton or the deep state killed Epstein. Meanwhile, on the right, we are still demanding justice and knowledge about exactly what went on. I'm Tom Papert. This is the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back after this break. Stay tuned.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am Tom Papert, filling in for Alex Jones on this Sunday edition of the broadcast. We just had Patrick Howley on. He's at Howley Reporter on Twitter. And Jeffrey Epstein is still the topic of this segment. It is absolutely insane that the elite thought they could get away with this ridiculous loss of his life. They think the victims will not have justice. Meanwhile, we had President Trump last month. I think President Trump knows where the proverbial bodies are buried, ladies and gentlemen, because as the Democrats were trying desperately to implicate Trump somehow and ignore the fact that at the time we knew that Clinton had been on the Lolita Express, that's Jeffrey Epstein's famous airplane at least 26 times. We now know that President Bill Clinton went to Pedophile Island. God knows what happened on that island. They say it was a dinner. They say it was a dinner for President Clinton. Well, 4 weeks ago, President Trump urged the media and the American public to find out who went to Jeffrey Epstein's island, who went to the famous island. President Trump, of course, famously threw Epstein out of his Mar-a-Lago resort. He was not allowed after Epstein allegedly forced himself on an underage child of one of President Trump's employees. And yet still, as we talked about just a moment ago, earlier in the broadcast, you have the media, you have the big tech monopolists desperately trying to make this about President Trump. Meanwhile, we have British royalty implicated. We have government figures implicated. We have all kinds of insanity going on. The dots have never been more connected. And yesterday, what was trending? Well, for a while, it was Clinton body count. And then Clinton body count, despite the hundreds of thousands of tweets, disappeared. And what took its place? Trump body count. To my knowledge, there is no Trump body count. And they're trying to say that President Trump, what, killed Epstein to protect himself? Trump never went to Pedophile Island. In fact, you can run a search on that 2,000-page document. President Trump's name only comes up a handful of times, and it's the victim saying, nope, never saw him, never met him. I guess they were friends, never went to the island, never went on the airplane. Nope, no, nothing with Trump. Nope. Meanwhile, you can search Clinton on that document. 31 times he comes up, with the victim saying that he went to Pedophile Island, that he flew aboard the Lolita Express, that he was intimate friends with Jeff Epstein. And as I said a moment ago, President Trump issued the command to the media, to the American people, to find out who went to that island 4 weeks ago. Very prescient, considering what we now know. Can we go ahead and play that clip to the crew? This is President Trump issuing an order to the American people. Find out who went.
I was not a fan of Jeffrey Epstein, and you watched people yesterday saying that I threw him out of a club. I didn't want anything to do with him. That was many, many years ago. It shows you one thing, that I have good taste, okay? Now, other people, they went all over with him. They went to his island. They went all over the place. He was very well known in Palm Beach. His island, whatever his island was, wherever it is, I was never there. Find out the people that went to the island. But Jeffrey Epstein was not somebody that I respected. I threw him out. In fact, I think the great James Patterson, who's a member of Mar-a-Lago, made a statement yesterday that many years ago I threw him out. I'm not a fan of Jeffrey Epstein.
He's not a fan of Jeffrey Epstein, threw him out of his club, and wants the American people to find out who went to the island. Again, we now know. We now know former government figures. We now know President Bill Clinton. We now know British royalty. And you've seen these disturbing images of the island itself. You've got what appears to be Moloch the Owl, a popular scene at Bohemian Grove. You can check out the old InfoWars documentary where Alex Jones got that on tape. We know it's got this bizarre temple that, if you look closely in some of the drone footage that's been released, it appears that temple has a lock on the outside of the door, but not on the inside, so you can lock people in. Seems that way, at least. We know that Epstein would flaunt his trips to Pedophile Island, Little St. James. And again, now we know some of the names of the people who went. And to further create the picture of what President Trump likely knows. I mean, the president can't just tell us all what's happening. But he said all the way back in 2015, right before and right after he announced his run for president on June 16th, 2015, he said the Clintons are going to have an issue, and its name is Jeffrey Epstein. This article is up at bigleaguepolitics.com. Again, this story is not going away. This story is actually about a month old now, from July 7, 2019. Donald Trump predicts justice for Jeffrey Epstein while speaking at CPAC. He said, nice guy, about Bill Clinton. Got a lot of problems coming up, in my opinion, with the famous island with Jeffrey Epstein. Lots of problems. President Trump has known about this since day one. And it's very fascinating now to see the left in total and complete panic mode, trying to make this about the press. In fact, as we mentioned, President Trump has been retweeting people who are suggesting that the deep state and its face, the Clinton family, may have had something to do with this very suspicious suicide. And now we have Cory Booker and Beto Robert Francis O'Rourke, noted Irishman, I should add, blasting Trump for retweeting what Fox News considers a conspiracy theory linking Epstein's death to the Clintons. The two Democratic presidential primary candidates, according to Fox News, criticized President Trump on Sunday for retweeting a conspiracy theory that the Clintons had a role in the death of disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein. You can always tell with these mainstream media outlets, or at least the author, if not the outlet itself, their bias by whether or not they mention in the first paragraph of the story that Epstein is not merely a disgraced financier. He's not merely accused. He's not merely deceased. He was a convicted sex offender. They only got him on prostitution, but that still makes you a convicted sex offender. He had to report his address to the authorities every 6 months. And the new charges were much, much worse for Mr. Epstein. So Fox News continues, both Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey and former Texas Representative Beto O'Rourke, that's another mark of propaganda. If they refer to him as Beto O'Rourke, it's a bit like just calling him Jeb Bush back in 2016. The man's name was Jeb Ellis. I'm sorry, John Ellis. And Beto, his name is not Beto. He is Irish. Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke, if you want to include the Beto at all, said that Trump is trying to divide Americans and distract voters away from the issue of gun violence by fueling the conspiracy theory that Epstein did not commit suicide, but instead was killed by someone connected to former President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. The Democrats are in desperate attempts to push away this serious, serious situation. And the public is not buying it. And it's been heartwarming to see that even with the tech censorship, the algorithmic manipulation, the out-and-out banning of anybody who dares to question the narrative, the public is still pushing hard against this idea that, oh, he was taken off suicide watch and immediately killed himself. End of story. End of story. And I think that the victims, because the victims are very real, they're the most important part of this story, even more important than the deep state possibly crumbling as a result of what happened with Mr. Epstein. I think the victims will get some modicum of justice. So in the final minute or so of the segment, I want to mention that InfoWars has one of the best sales I have ever seen going on right now. It's, of course, the Banniversary. It was 1 year ago that Alex Jones was completely and totally deplatformed off of every single major social media outlet. He had his LinkedIn shut down. I don't even think it was his real LinkedIn. Not allowed to send emails with MailChimp anymore. It was the most stunning display of the big tech hubris that I think I've ever seen. So to celebrate being the most banned person in history, I love that Alex leans into this. You can get some amazing deals on InfoWarsStore.com. And I believe today is the last day. I know it says 1 day left. So you can get DNA Force, which has completely fixed a wrist where I've had nerve damage for over 10 years. I love DNA Force. Cannot say enough nice things about it. Is off 50%. Brain Force, one of the best neurotropic supplements on the market, 50% off. Survival Shield X2, 50% off. Ultra 12, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 50% off. Real Red Pill, 50% off. Turbo Force, possibly better than Brain Force, 50% off. It's all amazing. The sale has to end. And please, if you support the InfoWars, show your support financially. InfoWarsStore.com. I'm Tom Pappert. This is the Alex Jones Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this break. The Alex Jones Show.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am Tom Pappert, filling in for Alex while he takes some very much needed and much deserved time off with his family, seeing in-laws, it sounds like, in sunny San Diego. So the Democrats, you heard in the last segment, are trying to create the narrative that President Trump is focusing on Epstein's suicide. We'll use their term. To distract from gun control. We need gun control. Of course, Democrats and Republicans, the globalist uniparty, is coming together to push gun control like never seen before. It's very rare you see this type of bipartisanship. I think the last time we had anything like this was when they passed the Patriot Act. And now they're calling for red flag laws. Red flag laws. So we're going to talk in the next segment and in a little bit of this one about some of the Republicans who are siding with the Democrats in this, who are pushing for gun confiscation. Let's call it what it is. You're a crazy aunt who sees your Trump posts on Facebook, doesn't like them. And so she calls the local police chief and she says that you are a danger to the public. And because due process has been thrown out the window, they come to your house at 2 a.m, they kick down the door, they shoot your dog, and they take your guns. And then you have a $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 fight to prove your innocence when you're not even presumed innocent. You're presumed guilty. And unfortunately, President Trump, you know, as Alex Jones has said, he's grown up in New York and he has people around him who are feeding him the biggest lies imaginable. He is absolutely beset by globalists. And he has for now shown his support, even after the NRA, which is no real friend of the Second Amendment, has warned him against going too far into red flag law territory. So in this hour, the second hour of the Alex Jones Show, Sunday edition, we're going to be bringing on an expert on gun rights, a man who has, I believe, single-handedly gotten constitutional carry and reciprocity laws passed in several states. His name is Noel Fritsch. He is a America First political consultant. He's going to tell us how we can push back against this, but we're also going to show you exactly what we're up against. You have Congressman Dan Crenshaw, who is really the new John McCain. He's insulting his voters, insulting the American public, and I believe out and out lying to us about red flag laws. You had Lindsey Graham only a few months ago saying he would never advocate for red flag laws. I wonder if his tune will change. And of course, Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas, who I want to like you, Ted. I want to like you, but pushing for red flag laws is not going to do exactly that. This is the man who is supposed to be defending us against big tech grilling Google and Facebook and Twitter in the halls of Congress. But he doesn't seem to understand the basic principles of the American Constitution. It's a fascinating predicament we're in, where if you talk about Epstein, you hate children. That's essentially what they're saying. President Trump tweeting about Jeffrey Epstein and his suicide, suggesting that maybe the deep state arranged this suicide. President Trump doing this, he hates children. He wants more people to die of gun violence. He's trying to distract from the real issue. And that is taking guns away from the American people, destroying what's left of the Second Amendment. And somebody remarked, and I don't necessarily endorse this, but 2 mass shootings and they still had to kill them. It's truly a fascinating time to be an American during this global awakening. And I think the only thing that's more encouraging than seeing everybody talking about Epstein, how they do not buy this official story that, oh, they just happened to take him off suicide watch and he wound up dead only hours later and the guards went home early and it's no big deal. It's just how it happens. I think the only thing maybe even more encouraging than that is seeing the overwhelming majority of chatter on social media, even with all the bans, being anti-red flag law. So this is the Alex Jones Show. I am your host, Tom Pappert, filling in for Alex Jones while he takes some time off. Remember, folks, they have the Banniversary Mega Sale happening on InfoWarsStore.com. Alex cut an ad. We're going to play at the end of the next segment. But we'll be right back to talk red flag laws and how they plan to take your guns literally. Not even a joke anymore. I'm Tom Pappert. We'll be right back. You're watching the Alex Jones Show.
Coming to you live from the InfoWars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday edition. I am Tom Papert, your guest host, filling in for Alex as he takes some much-deserved time off. We've been talking about Jeffrey Epstein, and the Democrats say you're not allowed to do that because if you talk about Jeffrey Epstein and his strange, strange suicide, then, well, you don't want to take away the guns. And if you don't want to take away the guns, then you must hate children. You must hate innocent Americans. Never mind the fact that some of the most dangerous places on the globe right now, at least in the United States, are the strictest gun control areas. Baltimore is a disaster. Chicago is a disaster. You name a place with strict gun control, and I guarantee you it will be one of the most violent places on this earth. But I want to talk this segment about a Republican betrayal, if you can even call it that, because there seems to be this misconception among some folks that the Republican Party, as soon as President Trump got in, became the good guys. The fact is, President Trump is one man, and he is utterly and completely beset by enemies. Enemies who pretend to be America first, who pretend to live under the Make America Great Again banner, and they're filling him with lies and misinformation. I do not blame President Trump. He grew up in New York. His son, Donald Jr., he's a big proponent of the Second Amendment, but they have him over a barrel, or so they think. And really, the man doesn't have a vote in Congress. He's the president. He leads the executive branch. But people like Representative Dan Crenshaw, they really ought to know better. Representative Crenshaw, of course, came out in support of red flag laws, which would be the utter and complete destruction of the Second Amendment. If they don't like you, they can say you're a threat and they can take your guns. Let me tell you, folks, I don't think Alex Jones would have his guns if Texas had red flag laws. I don't think many of us would have our guns if our states had red flag laws, because all it takes is some the people who report you on Facebook, the people who report you on Twitter, just call up the sheriff, call up the police chief and say, so you're a threat. They come in and they take your guns. It's already resulted in at least one death that we know of in a state that does have red flag laws. So again, Crenshaw came out saying the American people don't understand. You're just stupid, stupid, stupid people. You don't get it. You don't get it. Only Dan Crenshaw gets it. Only the elite understand why we must have red flag laws. So if we can, let's go ahead and play clip one. Dan Crenshaw belittling the American people over red flag laws.
So earlier this week, President Trump indicated his support for something called red flag laws. I stated on Twitter that maybe we should consider them at the state level. Maybe we should have a conversation about it, and it should be a conversation. Unfortunately, that's not what happened. What came out of it instead was hate-filled comments, lots of emotion, a lot of anger, a lot of memes. A lot of memes, by the way, which could be improved. Okay, but that's not the point. The point is that clearly even the words red flag law just emotionally triggered a lot of people. It made you guys really
okay. Can we pause it for just a second right there? Because he's already belittling us. Even the word red flag laws triggers the American people who care about their Second Amendment. Even the words red flag laws. And by the way, your memes suck and you're mean. You're hateful people. That's a Democrat talking point, to make myself sound like I am on a Democrat debate stage. That's a Democrat talking point. Remember, this is the war against hate. The war against hate. We're all just hateful people clinging to our guns and Bibles. And so he's got this air of superiority about him. He knows all and you know nothing. And it's going to get worse. It's going to get way worse than the short little video that he did. And he said it's going to be the last time he talks about it. But I don't think he's being completely truthful here. I think he has to be smarter than this. The man seems like an intelligent human being. He's a veteran. He has to be a smart man. I think he is just not quite telling the whole story. Can we go ahead and continue the clip?
Or convince you otherwise, and convince you that somehow the president and I had not betrayed you. That is not true, of course, and it's sad that many of you think that. It really is. But I did have some good conversations, some good private conversations with a lot of you, and this is what I found out. Clearly, when we say red flag laws, you guys stop listening. You can't hear what we're suggesting, because understandably, you automatically assume that we are just agreeing with the left's version of that law, and we all know that the left's
version
would
not be. Okay, let's pause it real quick here if we can, because the left's version of that law This is not a law that is passed by Congress. In fact, what Marco Rubio's legislation would do is it would merely give states more money if they pass something that has the name red flag law on it. So the congressional GOP, they have no say over what's actually in this law. But he says, oh, there's a Democrat version and there's a Republican version. And just wait until he says the difference here. If you know about this, you'll probably burst out laughing at home. Let's go ahead and roll some more of this clip.
Due process. But as it turns out, that isn't what we're talking about at all. At its heart, what we're talking about is the ability to confiscate weapons when there is clear evidence that violence is about to be committed. It's that simple. And this isn't that controversial. What is controversial is how that due process is protected. And I think that's where a lot of these concerns are.
Let's stop. I think we may be done with this entire clip because that is the most absurd thing I've heard in my life. We want to respect due process. So what we want to do is take your guns away. That's the opposite of due process, Representative Crenshaw. That is exactly what the founders of this country were worried about, that they could come and take your guns with no evidence because somebody said, so what is evidence that a crime is about to be committed? Well, we know that they want to have Facebook, that they want to have social media scan your thoughts, essentially, and report to the FBI whether a crime is about to take place. This is thought crime. This is thought patrol. And I don't mean the good one. This is absolutely insane. And the fact that we have a Republican legislator saying, well, we want to respect due process, but even if a crime hasn't been committed, we want to go and take your guns. That's not due process. What this is really quite ironic, because what Mueller did with the special investigation is he determined that President Donald Trump is guilty until proven innocent. And every pundit from here till the end of the world said, that's absurd. That's not how America works. In America, you are innocent until proven guilty. Even Epstein, you notice I'm still trying to say alleged about this man who is a convicted sex offender. But he was convicted on prostitution, not child rape. But this is a new standard that they created for the president. And now they want to make that the American people as well. You see, if somebody calls the police chief and says you're a threat, then you are considered a threat. And you must somehow prove your innocence. I don't know what that looks like. Nobody knows what that looks like. Apparently, that means you're going to get a mental health professional to go and testify on your behalf. But then what? They say, well, you see, he posted on Facebook on August 7th, 2019. He said, they're going to take the guns and I'm worried about it. Well, that means he's a threat. So guilty until presumed innocent, if Representative Crenshaw gets his way, will be the new standard. And again, you can see how earlier in that clip, he tried to unify his position with that of President Donald Trump's. The difference is he is one of the people spitting venom into the president's ear. Meanwhile, this is a person who says we have to continue our overseas military adventures. We have to send more and more people into the Middle East to die to protect poppy fields and lower the price of oil. This is a man who is the opposite of America First, trying to unify himself with the president because he wants to take your guns. That's what it is, short and simple. Let's play a quick ad that we have from Alex Jones if we have the time.
Listening to this historic Sunday broadcast. Again, I want to thank you for tuning in. Tom Papert and his guest are coming up right after this break. But today is the last day of the Banniversary sale, the biggest sale we've done since Christmas, 1 year since we got deplatformed by big tech for sticking up for America, and specifically exposing the Clintons' sex blackmail network. So if you want to get great products and support the First Amendment and really stick your thumb in the eye of Soros and Hillary and all these other scumbags, go to InfoWarsStore.com. We have 50-60% off on all the supplements, 50% off storable food, a bunch of other items, water filters, air filtration, and double Patriot points and free shipping. This is as good a sale as we can ever do. We have to sell a lot of product to be able to fund ourselves, but that's okay because you buy a lot more of it when we sell it at these prices. So whatever your favorite products are, whether it's Wake Up America coffee or whether it's the toothpaste, all of it is excellent and it funds the second American Revolution. Now back to the live show, InfoWars.com.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Jeffrey Epstein's reported death yesterday has sent shockwaves across the world. No one that I've talked to believes the official story. We've seen the Attorney General come out and launch a major investigation with the Inspector General. We've seen Democrats, people like Al Green that I normally don't agree with, come out and say, listen, we need to see the surveillance footage of what happened in his jail cell right now. Two massive points I want to hit first. This Jeffrey Epstein story is so huge because it's at the heart of a multinational intelligence and corporate blackmail operation that's been going on for at least 40 years. He was a key pimp and procurer running stables of these underage girls and, yes, even children. Now, remember, 10 years ago, we first reported on Epstein and had an expert guest on specifically talking about his island in the Caribbean, the aircraft, the Clintons, the manifestos, our Secret Service sources. And now it's all coming out. So remember, the corporate media and big tech have all worked to suppress Jeffrey Epstein, to suppress the knowledge of this, and to protect the people that have been involved in this operation. Now, we've seen the Catholic Church taken over by this. We've seen all these other big institutions, the Boy Scouts now being taken over. This is a cult of power that uses this evil of corrupting people and compromising them to control. It's a gang initiation. Now, we're going to get into Epstein himself in a moment. But again, Friday, I had Mark Rondazza, the lawyer that sued and got these documents, with Mike Cernovich and others, on the show. And it's so damaging and so dangerous what's in the thousands of pages that he said he wouldn't even get into it. He just pointed people to the documents that we have linked on InfoWars.com. A couple days later, they're still not even getting into what's in the documents. We have gotten into it, and I will get into it in a moment. But now let's move to his death. He was on suicide watch. Reportedly, they don't know he tried to kill himself or somebody attacked him. That's a sign of a cover-up right there. Then they take him off suicide watch 12 days before he supposedly dies. None of this is by the book. In fact, it's all exactly against the book. Now, let's expand on that. Looking at the comments on YouTube, the comments in mainstream news stories, the comments on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, most people think he's in the witness protection program and that they staged his death. At a fundamental gut level, I don't really think that's the case, because they want to get rid of somebody that has all this information and who's been caught red-handed, because dead men tell no tales, and it's a threat to all the other witnesses that, hey, you think the Clinton death count at 200 and something's big? You think we won't add your names to that list? That's why I think Epstein was probably actually killed. But then, of course, there's the official story that he committed suicide. That's why we need the video. But it gets worse. You know how easy it is to deep fake anything you want, especially with CCTV cameras? So the truth is, what we really can take away from this is that there's no confidence in the system. There's no confidence in the establishment. And they've been caught lying so many times in so many ways and faking and staging things that it's reasonable for people to think he's in the witness protection program. It's reasonable to think he committed suicide. It's reasonable to think that they killed him and said it was a suicide. It's reasonable to not believe a damn word we're told. But what do we know? Trump has said he wanted Epstein investigated years ago. First time was 4 years ago. He's been saying it all over the news. He's been helping open all of this up, and he's been helping have massive transparency. But every time the media talks about it, they say Donald Trump's friend, Jeffrey Epstein, who is just a fellow billionaire, they were at parties together off and on publicly for a few years. Not on the aircraft 20-plus times with Bill Clinton, with children's names blacked out only as initials. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. So again, this isn't about protecting Donald Trump. It's not about anything that's political. It's about children, ladies and gentlemen. And the sick, evil media is sitting there making it all about politicians and people that had almost no connection to Epstein, but not making it about Bill and Hillary Clinton, Israeli prime ministers, and all these other people that were on board that aircraft at that pedophile island and at other overseas facilities. Again, I cannot stress enough the two central hubs to this. A, this guy was running a massive international blackmail sex operation with of age and underage individuals. and this could bring down the entire deep state. That's why it's so important. But the second point is, no one is buying the official story. And so it shows really a coming of age with the American people and others that they're not so naive. And that all of these shadowy forces can engage in all the censorship they want and try forever to suppress the truth, but it's all going to come out. Just like the Bible says, no matter how deep you hide something in the sea, it's going to get thrown up on the shore, and what you are working hardest to cover up will end up coming out at high noon. And that's what's happening right now. So more than ever, no, we've got these guys on the run. We've got them on their heels. They're going to pull a lot of crap. They're going to stage a lot of events. They've got Hollywood cranked up on high, pushing race war and division between the sexes and demoralization. The Chi-Coms are funding the whole thing. They've bought up 90% of the major agencies. But the people see through all of this, and we're in the process of retaking our country and actually governing ourselves again and getting out of this world government project. Now, again, I'm not here taking credit. It's just on the record that we were the first and the strongest exposing this international child kidnapping blackmail ring. And that's why we've been demonized. That's why they've tried to silence us. But they failed. But just yesterday at my hotel, I had a group of five leftists, look like a bunch of young lawyers, come over in front of my 11-year-old daughter and say, we hope you kill yourself. We hope you die. And I said, look at how evil you are. You serve Hillary. You serve the deep state. All this stuff that's going on, you are aiding and abetting it. And they basically crapped their pants. And then I said, get behind me, Satan. And they scurried off like rats. I was right about the pedophile rings. Dead on, I've risked my life to do it. But that isn't what matters. If you don't speak out and take action, ladies and gentlemen, you're aiding and abetting these people. On the airplane out here to San Diego, flying out yesterday morning, we just learned this was happening. Shot a video out there, uploaded to our own system. And guess what happened? People on the plane heard us talking, and they said, a bunch of Democrats, they said, that's good. That's good that Hillary killed Epstein. I was saying, I bet, you know, Hillary's behind it. That shows you how she's a tough leader. That's why we needed her in the White House. And I heard a bunch of other Democrats go, yeah, good, they killed him. They have converted their general voters to basically Satanist. It's unbelievable. They will hope I die in front of my children. They will cheer, oh, Hillary killed Epstein, because they think they're in on some big, powerful thing. Yeah, you are. You're into Satan's system. You're damn right you're dialed into something evil and dark and old. So I'm not serving your God, left, and all your intimidation and all your threats only make me work harder. Do you understand that? And our listeners and viewers, they understand what's happening. And it doesn't matter how much you censor us, they're going to share this video and these links, because we've built our own system to cut through your propaganda and to cut through your electronic Berlin Wall. There's going to be a lot more coming out and a lot more big revelations. So get ready. Thank you all for watching. Now, please share this video.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am Tom Papert, filling in for Alex today as he takes some much-deserved vacation time with his family. You just saw a special report shot by Alex, because the man works even while on vacation. He is truly an info warrior. He is the general leading the proverbial army here. And what he's talking about is absolutely massive, because Epstein is shaking the globe right now. His death that is so suspicious, his apparent suicide, where they take him off suicide watch, the clothes, the CCTV, the video is apparently not working. The guards were reportedly told not to go check his cell every couple hours. It all makes absolutely no sense. We also know that Epstein said just before he was committed suicide that people were trying to kill him. And now we have the left saying that if you're talking about Epstein, if you're talking about his victims and the fact that it will be now harder for them to receive any form of justice, then, well, you hate children. You don't want gun control. And if you don't want gun control, then you hate children. That's what they're saying about President Trump. You saw earlier this hour, Dan Crenshaw leading the globalist march for gun control. It is absolutely a uniparty at this point. Both left and right, globalists from either wing of the Uniparty are uniting for background checks and red flag laws. In fact, even Senator Ted Cruz, 5 months ago and recently again, tweeted his endorsement of red flag laws. He completely caved on it. This is an article at bigleaguepolitics.com. Senator Ted Cruz appears to have given up defending the rights of gun owners, and Texas Republicans' representatives are staying quiet in the face of creeping gun control. It makes you wonder, who are the good guys who are left? Because we know that President Trump has dozens, if not hundreds, of bad actors whispering in his ear. Again, I do not blame President Trump, but I urge him, please, Mr. President, do not take away the Second Amendment, because that's what this represents. We have a very knowledgeable guest on the line. His name is Noel Fritch. He is an America First political consultant. He is responsible for getting constitutional carry passed in several states and gun reciprocity laws passed in several states. Noel, are you on the line?
Hey, Tom. I'm here, right here.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. Thank you so much for coming on. So we've been talking. We showed Dan Crenshaw saying that the American people are stupid and they just don't understand what he means by red flag laws. We've talked a little bit about Ted Cruz and Lindsey Graham. If you could just give us a brief outline of this backstab of the Republican Party and what's happening right now.
Sure, Tom. So it's been going on for a little while. Obviously, Parkland escalated this gun fight for their fight for gun control. So the globalists have been pushing for this. Rubio introduced some legislation back in early 2018, very soon after Parkland. He did it again this year, early 2019. And so Rubio, Little Timmy Scott, and Lindsey Graham in South Carolina, I'm calling them the Foam Party Caucus. Those guys are joining up to lead the charge on behalf of the Republicans and a very quiet NRA, which actually did push for red flag laws in Florida last year, quietly with the Speaker of the House, Mr. Corcoran, down there. They want to add more states to this red flag bandwagon being pushed by the globalists. It's very, very, very bad news. These things are very, very dangerous. 17 states, like I mentioned, have these. Only one of those states has a red flag law that even mentions mental instability or mental health. So this isn't even about that. This is about control. That's what it's about. End of story.
There was a man in one of these states who lost his life. The police came to his door at 5 a.m. They told him, look, we have an order here that says we can take your guns. The person looks at the order. He says, this doesn't make sense to me. This is not due process. You're taking my gun away from me. You're taking my arms. It turns out it was a distant family member who reported him as a threat. There was a fight that ensued between him and police. He was shot dead. Noel, do you think this is something we're going to see ramp up if these red flag laws become more commonplace?
Yeah, there's no question about it. And our good little buddy down there, John McCain 2.0 in Texas, Dan Crenshaw, much heralded by Fox News, is leading the charge, like you mentioned, for more gun control, talking about limited standing and, oh, we're not going to let anything bad happen here. Well, Dan, a guy's already dead. There's definitely more out there. I'm getting many, many stories out of Florida about gentlemen losing, almost exclusively gentlemen losing their gun rights, and then they have to pay tens of thousands of dollars to get their gun rights back just to, you know, have their constitutional right. And that's just the beginning of this. Long term, you're going to have a scenario where these often little trained police officers are being sent to the doors of veterans to take their guns. Well, just like you mentioned, there are going to be gunfights. And if I'm a cop right now, I probably don't want to take those orders. So there's a lot of unintended consequences that could come out from this. Police forces are going to just descend into the realm of the lowest common denominator. We're going to have those 90 IQ rent-a-cop stormtroopers who will follow the orders of, you know, whichever mayor happens to be leading up Houston or Detroit or Philadelphia or what have you.
Now, when we come back, I want to discuss how to push back against this, because right now what they're saying is that if you are anti-red flag law, if you're even talking about Jeffrey Epstein, for instance, They're saying that you are pro-gun, that you want children to die. Of course, red flag laws exist in the state of Connecticut. I believe it was the first state to actually pass these laws. It did absolutely nothing to stop the horrific, atrocious event that happened at Sandy Hook Elementary School that left children dead because the person got the guns illegally. He wasn't even allowed to have guns. So these laws have limited utility at best. But no, real quick, you have a big background in Second Amendment gun rights. Tell us a little bit about what you've accomplished in your career.
Yes, well, the way to do that, like I've helped pass constitutional carry a number of places along with a great team of guys, operatives at the National Association for Gun Rights, some pals over at the Gun Owners of America. Those are the true Second Amendment groups that you guys need to be aware of, not the NRA. The NRA has been fighting us every step of the way as we've tried to pass those good gun laws. There's also the American Firearms Coalition. Those guys are good guys. The Door Brothers. So those are the groups you guys need to be joining. And then applying confrontational pressure to the Foam Party Caucus, like I mentioned, little Timmy Scott and Lindsey Graham over there in South Carolina joined up with the Foam Party Caucus, Marco Rubio, Foam Party Marco. And so we've got to stop those guys. But there's a lot of other states, too, where we have issues. Maine, Alaska, believe it or not. These are states that, you know, you can't imagine they would have had senators that would, you know, vote to give away their gun rights. And this is going to hurt veterans. Folks need to know that. So the message that we need to be taking to these senators in these states like Missouri, there's a long list of these, Tennessee, Lamar Alexander, Pennsylvania, Toomey is back at it again after mentioning Toomey back in 2013. Kansas, Senator Terry Moran, very bad guy talking about gun laws. North Carolina, Tom Tillis. I think Rob Portman in Ohio is talking about it. We need to reignite that fire that we had in 2013 with the gun rights, the gun battle that we had with Toomey Manchin. We need every patriot calling up these folks and giving them very explicit, specific directions that they need to reverse course. They need to publicly announce that they are opposed to any sort of red flag legislation. There's already 17 states that have these. There's already laws on the books where we can get this stuff done. We don't need this Obamacare version of a gun control law where the FedGov, you know, dangles some cheese in front of some states and bribes them to go do something. When Dan Crenshaw says he knows what's going to happen with this bill, do you trust Dan Crenshaw? Dan Crenshaw doesn't trust you. Dan Crenshaw doesn't trust us. He doesn't trust the American people.
You're absolutely right.
This guy, when he ran for Congress, was he running and auditioning for like a job as, you know, on the Wendy Williams show or Dr. Phil? He wants to start a dialogue. The guy wants to start a dialogue. Dan, you ran for Congress to vote to protect our rights. Do it.
You're absolutely right, Nolan. We've seen from that video we played earlier here on the broadcast, I think he is feeling the pressure. We need more pressure. He says this is going to be the last thing he says about it. No, it's not. The American people need to continue pushing. And remember, the Democrats are now saying if you talk about Jeffrey Epstein, it's because you want children to die. That's how insane this is all getting. You're watching The Alex Jones Show. We're going to have a little bit more with Noel here. I want folks to understand the dire situation we're at with our Second Amendment. I'm Tom Papert. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Thank you all so much for tuning in today. We'll be right back.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You're listening to this historic Sunday broadcast. Again, I want to thank you for tuning in. Tom Papert and his guest are coming up right after this break. But today is the last day of the Banniversary sale, the biggest sale we've done since Christmas, 1 year since we got deplatformed by Big Tech for sticking up for America, and specifically exposing the Clintons' sex blackmail network. So if you want to get great products and support the First Amendment and really stick your thumb in the eye of Soros and Hillary and all these other scumbags, go to InfoWarsStore.com. We have 50-60% off on all the supplements, 50% off storable food, a bunch of other items, water filters, air filtration, and double Patriot points and free shipping. This is as good a sale as we can ever do. We have to sell a lot of product to be able to fund ourselves, but that's okay because you buy a lot more of it when we sell it at these prices. So whatever your favorite products are, whether it's Wake Up America coffee or whether it's the toothpaste, all of it is excellent and it funds the Second American Revolution. Now back to the live show, InfoWars.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Tom Papert. That was a great plug by Alex. I do want to just add a little bit more. DNA Force is possibly one of the most life-changing things I've ever done. I had terrible nerve damage in this hand. I still have a horrible scar from a broken wrist when I was just 11 years old. Over 10 years, this thing has been haunting me. With DNA Force, I swear, it's been a overnight change, and I can't thank InfoWars and Alex Jones enough for that product alone. Ultra 12, I cannot say enough nice things about. That's 50% off. Brain Force Plus, I would not have made it through the globalist indoctrination that is the modern American university without Brain Force Plus. 50% off. Super Male Vitality, lost 80 pounds in a year. I credit it largely, and that is also 50% off. This is the Banniversary sale, InfoWarsStore.com. Make sure to check it out. And as Alex was saying, we're in the middle of the biggest awakening I think any of us have ever seen or may ever see. You look at Twitter right now, and for the second day, people are still saying, this is insane. We're not going to buy your globalist narrative about Jeffrey Epstein, the convicted sex offender who committed suicide just after he was taken off of suicide watch. It's amazing how that happens, is it not? We're not going to buy the story that if you don't pass red flag laws, then you want dead people. It's total and complete insanity. So my guest is still Noel Fritch. He is an America First political consultant. He is responsible, along with others, for getting constitutional carry and other pro-Second Amendment legislation passed in a litany of states at this point. And Noel, you were honing in on something at the tail end of the last segment about red flag laws, and especially what was put forward by Little Marco, and a member of the Foam Boy Caucus, I think you were saying. Little Marco is putting forward some legislation, and he put it forward after Parkland last year, and now it's back in discussion. He's urging them to vote on it, to pass this legislation. But it's not some kind of all 50 states will just have uniform red flag laws. What it is, from my understanding, is the federal government will dangle some money before each and every state and say, if you want this money, pass something called a red flag. We don't care what's in there. Just pass something called a red flag. Am I right about that?
That's basically how it's going to go. And these guys on the Hill are going to say, well, we don't know exactly what's in the bill yet, so we can't say exactly. We can't make comment or pass judgment on any red flag legislation because we just haven't seen it yet. That's super disingenuous. These guys know that these red flag laws, you know, are bad. They know they're bad news. And it begs the question, I mean, just at the core, do they trust you? They want to talk, you know, Dan Crenshaw wants to talk about, you know, crazy people, just like, you know, those hosts on MSNBC or CNN. Well, why do we have a guy who ran as a conservative Republican, you know, starting a dialogue about why crazy people doing crazy things should be used to control the lives and injure the lives of American war veterans who are that set which is most likely to be negatively impacted by these red flag laws. They just don't trust us, folks. The elites don't trust us. And that's why they hate this issue more than any other, because it is a litmus test. They want to do away with this issue. They just want to put it to bed so they don't ever have to talk about it again, because it's one of those issues where if you hold this issue up against a guy like, you know, Dan Crenshaw, who I guess has taken a couple of oaths and swore a few oaths, they admit to you readily that basically they're ready to sell your rights down the river because CNN or MSNBC told them to. And, you know, they don't want to be made to feel uncomfortable at the parties in D.C. that they now attend.
Right. And they've seen the ivory towers and now they don't want to leave. So one thing that is underreported, I think, is this in all likelihood. In fact, it's already gotten one man killed. I'm not sure if he was a veteran, but this is going to hurt veterans more than any other demographic. Can you explain why that is for us?
Yeah, absolutely. So the excuses that are going to be given are going to be, this guy that has guns, you know, and also potentially has, you know, PTSD or some sort of mental trouble or whatever the case may be, you know, at a higher incidence, you know, rate than the average population. Well, that's veterans. Those two categories are veterans, you know, far and away. This is, we know, going to affect veterans pejoratively in a much higher rate than any other segment of the population, and LEOs. LEOs as well. These guys have stressful jobs. Now we're going to have a scenario where we're going to discourage veterans and law enforcement officers from talking with anyone about maybe some stress at the job that they might have. But they claim that this is about mental health. Well, it's clearly not, because they want to shove all these guys in a closet and steal their guns and prevent them from being able to take care of themselves.
And you honed in on something else that's very important there. What they're going to do is make de-incentivize people from talking about their lives, from going to therapy, from actually seeking help. And meanwhile, the people who actually go on this mass shootings, the overwhelming majority of them, well, first of all, they're from fatherless homes. A lot of them are on SSRIs or some type of gray matter shrinking drugs. But second of all, a lot of them get the guns illegally in the first place. We talked briefly about Sandy Hook, that awful massacre that still haunts us to this day. They use it for cheap political points now. But that awful massacre, there are red flag laws in that state, and the shooter bypassed them by getting his guns illegally. So tell us a little bit, if you can, about, again, the real motivation behind this is to take guns away from the American people. You're going to have your crazy second cousin. You're going to have the person on Facebook who reports you to the reptilian overlord, Mark Zuckerberg. These are the people who are going to take your guns away from you. Explain how this is going to escalate towards a total gun confiscation.
Well, right. So at the end of the – well, Bloomberg, so – going back to the one shooting that happened in South Carolina, this isn't the only gun law that Bloomberg and his ilk are pushing and spending, you know, millions and millions of dollars to pass. There is a very Byzantine web of legislation and proposed laws that these folks want to implement. And when you put them all together, you know, you can't go anywhere. You can't hand guns down to family as an heirloom or, you know, in a will. You can't move, you can't drive, you can't store ammo in a certain place. And if you do any of those things, you're instantly a felon. That's where we're headed with this. If you guys think that, like, we're Dan Crenshaw thinks that we're done having this dialogue, you know, after they go ahead and pass a bunch of red flag laws, well, he's sorely mistaken. At the end of the day, this guy is an elitist, just like all of the rest of those, you know, nannies in D.C. And he closes his video with this disingenuous let's be better appeal. So we're not good enough. Dan Crenshaw admits that we are not good enough. He is right. Higher. He is better than we are. And therefore, right.
He is the elite. He is the elite. Noel, in 60 seconds or less, explain what we need to do, the phrasing we need to use to push back against this legislation.
Yeah, very important to use the exact specific language. So, look, there are a bunch of U.S. House reps in these states where these senators who are likely to go along the Mitt Romney caucus and then the Foam Party Marco caucus, the Foam Party caucus. So if you're in Tennessee, Missouri, Maine, Utah, I'm even worried about Mike Lee, unbelievably, Kansas with Moran, Alaska, Ohio, obviously Florida, Rubio, Pennsylvania, and Mississippi with Roger Wicker. This is a guy who cannot be trusted, and Cindy Hyde-Smith as well. These are Republicans who are very likely – they voted against the president's national emergency declaration in March, I think is when it was. And they're very likely to go along with this red flag legislation as well against you know, the rights of all of us Americans. So you've got to get with anybody who has a voice in your state, and you got to ask them, hey – Cindy, Roger, Terry Moran, whoever you are, Ms. Collins, Ms. Murkowski, Mr. Alexander, you need to oppose this right now. Not just vote against it and quietly in a room somewhere. You need to come out and vocally oppose any red flag legislation. And you need to do it now, and you need to do it publicly. Anything short, we will assume you support red flag legislation.
I agree with you completely. No. I agree with you completely. So you are at Noel Fritch on Twitter. I want to make sure to get that out. This guy is completely America first. He understands this issue better than anybody I've met. You've been watching The Alex Jones Show, and we are short out of time. It's amazing how fast it flies by. Remember, it's the Banniversary Sale, InfoWarsStore.com. I'm Tom Papert, God Emperor Trump, Facebook and Twitter. Thank you so much for joining us. Alex will be back next week.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.